I had asked God. I asked God, I don't want to do. I told him I didn't just want to teach a message. I wanted to be a message. I said, you know, we have a tendency to talk about a lot of things that happen in the Bible. And we teach about a lot of different things that are supposed to happen. But I said, I didn't want to do that this time. I didn't want to give a good message and now some people got some good notes and then we done. Because that's not how I see it done. So I told him I didn't want to teach a message. I wanted to be a message. And so, you know, there's radio silence. He don't say much. And so you just continue to stay on the path that he had you on before until you get another instruction. Are y'all hearing me? You stay on the path that he put you on before until you get another instruction. You don't a destruction. Yeah, see, you choose destruction. When you veer from his instruction, you choose destruction. I said, I wrote my notes down. I had them all cute and everything on my pad and everything. And I, you know, I had the time I was going to say this and give the title and all this. And I told him, I got overwhelmed sitting over there when the apostle started talking about the 12. And he said, he hoped it was his last time. Yes. And I said, as far as I'm concerned, this is your last time. I said, you ain't got to worry about me leaving. You ain't got to, hold on, don't clap. It's not for applause. Yeah. You don't have to worry about me choosing something else. I said, I got overwhelmed because the Lord started showing me right while I was standing there. He said, you're living it, but you don't know it. Yeah. Wow. He said, you're living what you're about to teach, but you don't know it. You didn't even recognize it.
Yeah.
Oh. God, I don't follow him because I'm related to him in blood. Yeah. It may have been like that when I was a child because I didn't understand.
Right.
Wherever they went, that's where I went.
Right.
Wherever they did, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's where I got my learning from.
Yeah.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That means I don't follow for force. I don't follow because of force. I don't follow because do what I told you to do. Because I said so. Y'all know that, parents, amen? Don't question me because I said so. It is no longer, I have a choice now.
Right.
So I graduated from being a y'all gotta catch me now. I graduated from being a physical son,
yes, sir,
to a God-like son.
Yes.
Graduating.
Come on, doctor.
He said, you're doing it now.
Yeah.
He said, you're doing it now.
Yeah.
I told my friends, I said, y'all get some towels and stuff because it's gonna bleed in here a little bit this morning. And God allows me to teach that way because I've been taught that way.
Yes.
I've bled over the years, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been slashed over the years.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes in the pulpit, sometimes in the room,
yes,
sometimes on the road,
yeah,
sometimes in places where nobody else sees.
Yeah. Come on.
Take that lick.
Yeah.
And you keep on going. And I didn't understand. I told him on Father's Day, I appreciate all the beatings.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that because it's funny, I know. But I appreciate the correction.
Yeah.
The stronger correction that you receive, the stronger connection you'll have.
Yeah.
Y'all. Y'all sit down because y'all need to put some of that down.
Yeah, And then
vice versa. The stronger your connection, the stronger your correction.
Yeah. Right.
But stop being a punk.
Right.
It ain't about what you want to do.
Yeah.
Come on. Tell me when Jesus said, hey, do what you want to do. I got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Let me pull out my sword while I'm out here. Ain't nothing about your dreams, your desires, your heart, your passion and all that. Ain't none of that in the gospel with Jesus talking.
Yeah.
We got that from the world.
Yeah.
We got that from the system.
Yeah.
And so now we're following something that don't really exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. God chose. They would make jokes and, you know, it'd be funny. They said, you know, Leroy Jr. was a plan and Shauna was a plan. And I was a surprise. I told them, surprise. I'm here. And I tell them all the time, I said, listen, y'all couldn't help it. I was going to get here. I was going to find a way. I was in there swimming, but I was going to find a way. On June 27, 1982, at 1:11, yeah, we was in here. But God chose to place me where he did. Stop despising where you are. And the only reason you're despising where you are because you're looking at where somebody else is. Oh, we live in 2022. There is more information and more decisions and more choices being pumped to us than ever before in the history of life. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. I understand why Jesus says you do greater work because you have greater temptation. You have greater distraction. It ain't just one tree. It's trees. It's forest all over the place. God chose to put me in this blood lineage.
Yeah.
I found out what the kingdom of God was, and I can't talk about it this morning, but the kingdom of God really means the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. It means kinship.
Yeah.
It means I put you in the bloodline.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's another time. But God sent me in this physical bloodline for a reason. I didn't choose that.
Uh-huh.
He sent me.
Yeah.
But you know what, Jay? That ain't mean nothing.
Right.
That ain't mean nothing.
Yeah.
If I relinquish my ability to choose. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
About relinquishing your ability to choose.
Yeah. Wow. Mm.
Come on, sir.
So you're free choice. Freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
All men are created equal. That's bull.
Wow.
I'm going to put this so I can say this, and then I'm going to get to it. Apostle been talking about building and about building. Y'all remember, y'all listening about building?
Yeah.
What happens when you begin to build, you got to clear off the land. You got to clear off the land and you got to dig.
Yeah, right.
You can't build on top of the trees or the rubbish or the junk.
Yeah,
I'll say it again. You can't build off of what's already there. When it's construction time and the architect comes and starts constructing us, the land got to be cleared off.
Yep.
You got to cut them trees down that you didn't plant it all them years ago. You cut them trees down that you think God done called you to be. Got to clear out the rubbish.
Yeah,
right.
We was pressure washing. We pressure washed before a certain. We pressure washing, and I'm sitting there and I'm pressure washing. You know, if you get close enough, you pressure wash close enough, the dirt start coming up, and you start seeing that ain't really how it looked.
Right.
It's actually clean under there. I actually don't need to pour another slab.
Right. Right.
The slab that's there is okay.
Yeah.
It's just dirty.
Yeah.
It's just covered.
Yeah.
What do you think revelation knowledge is?
Yeah.
The greatest revelation you ever get is you. But everybody else is kicking on their idea and their mindset and what they think you ought to be. It's been happening since you've been a little kid.
Yeah.
So you got to let them come in and clear the land off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The key word I said in that statement is let.
Let.
Everybody say let.
Let.
Come on, say it again. Say let.
Let.
One more time. Say let.
Let.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you got to allow it to happen to you.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to bleed. Allow these dreams and these desires and these wants and these all this stuff that you done come up with because somebody done told you just how to do it. Allow them to bleed out.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're alive till they die.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't hear that.
Yeah.
You don't really know it's a lie until it die.
Yeah.
I'll say it again because y'all catch it. What'd you say? You don't know it's a lie until it die.
Yeah. Right.
Death is the optimum. It's the top test to life.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, sir.
You don't know you a lie until you die. Well, Jesus said, take up the cross.
Yeah.
You only take up a cross for one reason.
Yeah.
You going to die.
Yeah.
True.
So we got to clear out the land.
Yes, sir.
All right, Matthew 22. There's places that God has designed for you to be in. The scripture says that God will set down who he want to set down and put up who he want to put up.
Right.
And I say, well, God, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places is not always what you think. We done made it so heebie-jeebies. But a lot of times it's just people in high places controlling high positions that tend to control lower positions. And there's spiritual wickedness. There's wickedness in those people.
Yeah.
That when he's talking about the love of money is the root of all fear, he's talking about those people.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I said, well, God, remove them. God, remove them. He said, I ain't got nobody to put in that place.
Yeah.
He said, I'm trying to train, but you keep following your dreams.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get somebody to lead you to the promised land and show you that you are the promised land.
Yeah.
The whole creature, the whole creation waited for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Who is that? That's us.
Yes, sir. That's us.
Notice this manifestation, not forcing.
Yeah.
Yes, progressing.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
It's places.
Yeah.
Yeah, your worship is cute. And yeah, you know how to pray in tongues. But all those lead you to die.
Yeah.
If you finish that and you just feel good, you hadn't finished that.
Yeah.
We have a tendency, we have a tendency when God, because God is going to challenge us, and a lot of times he's going to challenge us through a man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, sir.
I want God to come challenge me himself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Keep praying that prayer. Let me know how that work out for you. He's going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a decision to make.
Yeah.
The challenge is going to be the thing that's going to push you across where you've been stumbling. We have a tendency to, when we get challenged very hard, and it may not be an instruction. We get challenged and God bring you to that part to where it's time to die.
Yeah.
You gotta nail that dream to the cross.
Yeah.
If the cross is good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for your dream.
100%.
And your vision.
100%.
And your passion. I'm passionate about this.
Yeah.
Nobody don't care.
Yeah.
And especially God.
Yes, sir.
Nail it to the cross. See, you gotta shout for the lesson just like you shout for the blessing.
Yeah, right.
God, I came out here and told you God gonna do something for you. Wow! Wow, pick me! Pick me, Jesus. Use me, Lord. Okay. You start taking that nail. Bam! Can you bleed out?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bam! Nail it to that cross. The scripture, Matthew 22, I think it's verse 14. He says, y'all done read this, and the story that he's going out of is when an apostle talked about this story, like when the man show up to the wedding, he ain't got the clothes on.
Right.
I said, God, dog, maybe dude ain't had an outfit, right? Like maybe, I'm going to read it for y'all, sir, because y'all, some people don't be reading their Bible, they don't know what I'm talking about right now, hold on. Verse 2, in the kingdom of heaven, let me do read it quick. The kingdom of heaven is unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, telling them which are bidden. Behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went. Your dreams. Your calling. This is what God told me.
Yeah.
This is my vision.
Yeah.
One to his farm and another to his merchandise. Yeah. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. There's another place to say Jesus started talking about. He said, yeah, the prophets were sent to y'all, but y'all killed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not necessarily that they killed them with took out swords and ain't no guns at that time. It's not so they killed them by dragging them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a pressure on a man that has to drag people that don't want to go.
Yeah.
There's a pressure on a man that's to pull people into a place that's better for them.
Right.
Moses did not get into the promised land.
Yeah.
All the good stuff that Moses did for those people, and he could not get into the promised land because the people would not change.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, prophets, y'all killed y'all prophets.
Yes.
Slew them. Then he said to the servants, the wedding is ready, but those who are bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore on the highways as many as you find and bid to the marriage. Uh-huh. So the servants went on the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. What? Both bad and good. What?
Yeah.
See, some of y'all think y'all too good.
Yeah.
You think your calling is too good.
Yeah.
You think your calling too good to get killed.
Yeah.
And so now he got to use somebody else.
Yeah.
I would hear apostles talk about that with money coming. He said, why God chose me? All these great preachers out right now with all the televangelists and all the great ministers and everything. Why he coming out here and getting me?
Yeah. Yeah.
He first generation preacher.
Yeah.
He ain't no lineage of no, he ain't no junior and all that. He ain't no lineage.
Yeah. Yeah.
God snatched him up out of Gosmer.
Yeah.
Hold on. It gets better. He snatched him up out of Gosmer and say, I'm going to use you in Darrow. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't. I'm trying to think of somebody that can testify with me right now. Y'all don't really understand. Look, Ms. Brother, no, God's Mandaro ain't what God's Mandaro is right now.
Yeah.
God's got little buildings and little industrial plexes and all that, and little stores and stuff like that. Now we got little Ralphs and all this right here, and neighborhoods and all that. Look, when God called him and called him at Gosmer, and told him, I'm going to use you in Darrow.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell you're going to do that, Lord. I can't see it. I just wonder how people leave here. How people look around here and see this and they leave here. I say, I know you leave. You don't know the story.
Yeah.
We're writing the story right now. You don't know the story. God said, I'm going to call you in Gosmer. Y'all ain't never heard of Gosmer in y'all life. Y'all still don't know where Gosmer is. Ain't never heard of Gosmer in your life. You ain't never heard of Darrow before Apostle. If I'm lying, I'm flying. My feet on the ground. You ain't never heard of Darrow. Talk about somebody put somewhere on the map. Never heard of it. And listen, you wouldn't have heard of it.
Never.
And there's a reason that it all is still flourishing.
Yeah. Yep.
They've come and they've gone, and this thing ain't miss a beat.
Yeah.
They've lied and they slandered, and this thing ain't miss a beat. Just take off in another jet. Not because he had a dream to have a jet one day. Take, I told y'all last time, take, all right, Lord, I'm gonna stay saved. Take them, y'all better take them vision boards down. I'm not gonna tell y'all again. I'm literally not gonna tell y'all again. If you wanna go with your vision board, go ahead. It's your choice. But you can't even see what God's trying to show you because you're looking at what you got on your board. Do you know that goals are limits? And God said, set a goal. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. Many are the plans there of the man, but the end of his death. What that mean? That don't mean you in the coffin. That means ain't no fruit coming out. Told you we was gonna bleed a little bit this morning.
Yes,
y'all take, y'all cut them boards off your wall and out your mind.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got a vision board. Jesus got a plan. This is how many people I won't reach. This is my target audience.
Yeah,
yeah. So I get to preach this because I've been through this.
Right.
I had them all on the wall.
Yeah.
Come in there and say, who these people is? I get to explain this, such and such, and this, such and such, and such, 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 and take them people off their wall. I said, God, y'all heard me before. I said, man, you're killing my dream, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for killing my dream. Because when my dream dies, God's dreams arise. Y'all missing these one-liners. That's okay though. Y'all don't think that's important. That's okay. I got you. I'm gonna take it. I got it. Yeah, I'm listening too.
Yeah.
I ain't read this stuff down. There ain't nothing written down. I'm listening too.
Yeah.
God's dream can arise when your dream dies.
Yeah.
It's called resurrection.
Yes, sir.
You're killing my dreams. Hold up. Let me go further. Y'all sit down. It came off the wall and in the person.
Yeah.
I started meeting the people that I had on the wall after I took the thing down.
Yeah.
I call a name. You know, I'm. He talking about me. I had a deal with Universal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know how big that is. If you don't worry about it. I had two deals at the same time. One is Ty Scott and one with Universal. I had them on the paper. All you do is sign them. You good.
Wow.
I'd have been the next whoever.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to be the next nobody. I'm me.
Yeah.
I want to be what God originated me to be all the way through and through.
Yeah. 100%. Wow.
Deal on the table. I mean, can I really get into the story? Am I going to incriminate myself? The deal on the table, watch this. I was supposed to go to a big church. I call the name, y'all know it.
Yeah.
And they called me in. They called me to come to an event. And then, so I scheduled, but the event fell on the same day Apostle had to go preach somewhere. All right, listen to this. Y'all got to catch me. You got to catch what I'm saying. I'm catching all this while Apostle had to preach somewhere. And somehow they messed up on the arrangement. So the girl that's supposed to be booking the flights and booking everything didn't book it right. So I didn't have the flight and all the information to get there for the particular event.
Right.
Now that was my cue right there.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you what the grace of God look like. Right? Nevertheless, I persist.
Yeah.
Y'all don't need a king. We want a king. God tell him again, y'all don't need a king. We want a king.
Yeah.
God get more specific. He say the kings, they're going to take your daughters and use them the wrong way. They're going to take your sons and your sons going to die for their wars. You don't need a king. Yeah. We hear you, prophet. But we want a king. And you know what God does? I'm going to tell you how God be trying to trick us sometimes. Y'all think God is a sovereign. No, he be trying to trick you. He's trying to see what you're going to do. You know what he did? He went and anointed. I couldn't make sense of it. He went and anointed Saul to be the king. Why would you anoint something that you don't want? So I thought. He said, they said they wanted a king. I love him, so I'm going to anoint somebody to be a king. But we know how Saul came out. Then that thing kept on going. As great as David was, issues. Because we choosing. Great as Solomon was, issues. Because we choosing. I'm about to hit you with a whopper. You ready for this? Yeah. Solomon, you know, he said, give me the wisdom to, he didn't ask for riches. Give me the wisdom for your people. Look at him. He did the right choice. Jesus said, greater than Solomon. He said, you know why? Because Solomon should have answered, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What you want, God. No, it's not about what I want. See, God gonna ask you what you want. God is going to ask you what you want. Oh, y'all thought Solomon answered was deep, huh? Jesus says a greater than Solomon is here. How does he prove this? Because not my will. It ain't about what I want. It worked out for the time he was in. But if y'all really follow Solomon at the end of his life, he's talking about vanity and vexation. Because he got carried away by these dumb women. These strange women. They got all these different customs and all these different choices. That's it.
So good.
I gotta go to the next scripture. I wasn't supposed to stay here this long. God, though. I'm gonna furnish with guests. And when the king came in the city together, saw a certain man which is not a wedding garment. He ain't had a wedding garment on. He there. But he ain't got the garment on. He can say, hallelujah. He said, then friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? That sounds pretty friendly, ain't it? He didn't rebuke him. He said, friend, why are you here without a garment on? And he was what? So the next scripture, I couldn't get it. I got it, but I couldn't get it. Next scripture said, then the king said to his servant, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him in outer darkness. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I say, God, dog, why so difficult? Why so hard? Why such a challenge? And he said, why that man ain't answer him? The man chose not to answer. It's disrespect. He's speechless. I done made up an excuse or something. You would have, huh? I'm like, man, listen, I got a little dirt on the right side. I was trying to wash it, ain't dry in time. I can go get it right quick. If I knew weeping and gnashing of teeth was coming, for sure. Hey, listen, give me 10 minutes. Let me get on my donkey. I'm going to go get it right quick. He sits there and look at him like this. Why you ain't got a garment on? Why you weren't at the meeting? You don't tell me what to do. God called me. God called me. I come to church when I won't come to church. It's a free country. You see how that's working out for the country? All that fake freedom. He who the sun set free is.
Free indeed.
He's speechless. Friend, why you didn't, friend? Why you didn't, friend, why do you didn't, what's going on, friend? You got the nerve not to answer this man. Bind him hand and foot. Don't let him run off. It's time for him to go.
Yeah.
Y'all don't remember Achan, do y'all?
Yeah.
Some of y'all don't know Achan.
Yeah.
The children of Israel.
Yeah.
When they come in, they're trying to make their way to the promised land, and they couldn't. They kept on going in circles, and something wrong. Why we keep this cloud over here? Why we can't get past this? He said, you got an Achan in the camp.
Yeah.
Achan had chosen to take some things that were commanded not to take. Y'all better stop taking all this stuff they offer y'all in this system.
Yeah.
Stop taking it and calling a blessing, please. God ain't open that door.
Come on, sir.
Do I need to stop, Jay? I need to stop.
No.
God didn't open that door.
Right.
You know, seeking you shall find. Knocking the door be open to you. That's not neither positive nor negative.
Yeah.
Whatever you seeking, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
And just because the door open don't mean that's the one you're supposed to go through.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you keep knocking.
Yeah.
On that door.
Mm-hmm.
Is that God's door?
Come on.
Is that the door God led you to?
Yeah.
Or is the one somebody else told you was the one?
Yeah.
He's speechless. Bind him hand and foot, cast him out, weep and gnash teeth, gotta get him out of here. He gonna infect the other ones. Before long, everybody gonna be trying to choose. This is what you talking about, man is a man and a woman is a woman. That's all that is. You got freedom of choice. You tell us when we was kids, you can be what you wanna be. No, you can't. How many of y'all heard that in school? If you can dream it, you can be it. You know how many crazy dreams I done had in my life? No, I'm talking about you go to sleep. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I went to dream. I went to sleep one time. Woke up. I had a Tyrannosaurus Rex chasing me through the desert. What are we talking about? All these crazy dreams. You can dream it. You can be it. You can have what. You can have it. Then you hear the scripture. You just start hitting the scripture.
Uh-huh.
You can have whatever you say.
Yeah.
Whatever you desire, you have what you. I know y'all done said it already. I know. Yeah. I know. I know where we at. We at church.
Yeah.
I know y'all done hit me with your scriptures to try to justify what you want.
Yeah. Right.
You can have what you say. Yeah, but the scripture before that says have faith in God.
Yeah.
So before you have what you say, have your faith in God.
Yep. Come on, son.
But yeah, you can have what you said. Yeah, you can have what you said.
Yeah.
You better stop fighting through them blockages that God put up.
Yeah.
You persist. You persist. I'm back at the contract. Mm-hmm. And that was my time. But I knew what God called me to do. Y'all see my face?
Yeah.
I knew God had called me to this. Ain't nobody gonna understand. They ain't gonna get it. That's okay though. God called me to this. So I persist. I reach out and make contact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're so sorry. We didn't even know what was going on. This and this and this. We got it set for you, first class, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had already gave me permission. Listen to this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to catch me. And y'all would say, Apostle gave you permission for that? He had gave me permission.
Yeah.
He said, son, you can go ahead. We're going to handle it. Second Kings chapter 2 verse 8. Put it on the screen because I ain't got time for them to go turn to it. Or y'all can turn to it, but I'm going anyway. Second Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass that when the Lord would take Elijah up into heaven by a whirlwind, and Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel.
Yeah.
And Elisha said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now Elijah gives Elisha a choice.
Yes.
Chill out over here. The Lord sent me to Bethel.
Uh-huh.
Just tarry here. And you tarry means to wait for me. In other words, wait for me. I'm going to come back and get you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That man said, as long as the Lord liveth. God, dog. That means he went past his own life. Sound like death to me. Because how long the Lord live?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, sir.
Come on now.
That's good.
Your boy made himself immortal right quick. As the Lord liveth,
yeah.
I will not leave thee.
Yeah.
This happens a couple more times. But a choice was given.
Yeah.
And it seems like, almost felt like an instruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tarry here, I pray thee.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he do that? Why would God allow for an instruction to be given even though he know it's not the best thing to do?
Yeah.
Why would he allow that? God is turning us into him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, y'all got to hear me. God is turning us into his nature. Now, he's not really turning us into anything. He's trying to reveal to us the nature that's already on the inside of us. In the beginning, I got, this is another choice. In the beginning,
yeah.
In the beginning,
mm-hmm.
he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Say, that's me.
That's me.
Come on, say it loud. That's me.
That's me.
So I'm in the image of God. Say it.
I'm
in the likeness of God.
Then
he starts to tell them what to do. Ain't nothing but a few things. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion, repeat.
Yeah, right.
And then he said he made a garden and put them in the garden. And in the midst, I read it this morning. He said in the midst of the garden was a tree of life.
That's right.
Right? And it says, comma, and the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
But in the midst of the garden, was the tree of life. In the midst of you, as the garden,
yeah.
is the tree of life.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
When something is in the midst, there's balance.
Yeah.
When I'm in the middle, I ain't got to choose sides.
Right.
I'm balanced already.
Yeah.
But what the enemy wants to do is take you out the midst and get you choosing. And a double-minded man is unstable in how many? So I'm going to get good, evil, life right there in the middle.
Yeah.
Good, evil. You think you good and evil. Ain't nothing good but one.
Right.
That's what Jesus said.
Yep, right.
I'm good. Ain't nothing good but one. That's God.
Yeah.
He said it. You know I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And you better say it too.
Yeah,
you get the choosing. And now, there's a way to describe the tree. It said it looked good for food.
Yeah. Come on,
sir. It looked good.
Yeah.
Whew. That's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Right.
It looked good.
Help us.
It looked good, man. Promotion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. You ran around and shouted for it. don't be one of these people. I found out something about God, too. God is a person that will get people out the way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He'll get you out the way.
Yes, sir.
He'll, you ain't gonna change. I'm gonna get you out the way.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do nothing no different.
Yeah.
I already see it, because if you're gonna change, you'd have changed by now.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do that. You're not gonna never die.
Yeah.
You're not gonna never take up your cross and walk. You're not gonna really do it. You be talking like you're gonna do it, but you're not gonna really do it. I need to move you out the way for the people so they can. I'm a child of God. So? Are you a son? A son, as men is led by the Spirit, him give you power to become the sons of God. Yeah, a son is choosing to be led. It's relinquishing my choice for anything else. That's different between a child and a son.
Yes, sir.
When I was a child, I did things. Yeah,
that's a child.
Some of y'all got your dream off Instagram. You saw somebody else doing it. You saw a supernatural way to do it. You saw, I can do that and put Jesus on it. I'll just pray in tongues and it'll make it work better. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
Bleed.
Bleed.
Bleed. I'm telling y'all, bleed. Back to Matthew 22. Because I didn't get to the scripture I was trying to get to. 22 verse 14. It's right after he casts him in the weeping and gnashing of teeth and he gives the statement. I'm going to put it up there for me real quick. Matthew 22 verse 14. For many are. You read it. You read it. Ready, read. I'll say it. Read it again. Ready, read. All right, come on, get ready. Read it again. Ready, read. Jesus started talking about a wide path and a narrow path.
Yeah.
And few there be that go upon it.
Yeah.
For many are called, but few are chosen. And I wrote this statement down. Y'all ready for it?
Yeah.
Choosers can't be chosen. Because see, when you're chosen, you ain't got no choice. And what y'all don't, what we don't understand, Jesus said, ain't nobody left house and land, mother, the father, wives, children, my sake in the gospel. Right. That's tough.
Tough.
Look, y'all don't even want to say amen for that. That's, what?
Right.
Everything?
Everything.
But you ain't finished the statement.
Yeah.
That for the God, and that won't receive 100-fold now in this time.
Yeah.
And he started listing those things out again.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult to leave for the gospel.
Uh-huh.
It's so difficult. Why is it so hard?
Yeah.
We've been conformed to this world. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Bring your mind back to when it was new.
Yeah.
Conform with this world in Jesus' name. How you gonna do that?
Yeah.
Apostles talk about it, is all these outside system ideas creep into the church, and we call it church growth.
Yeah.
Wow. According to this scripture, the church need to be shrinking.
Yeah.
Shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
I knew it when pandemic started. I knew it. There's someone watching right now. I know they weren't coming back.
Right.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Hey guys. He said this morning. He said, if it's sowing and it ain't working for you, stop sowing. Yeah. Hey guys, if you don't want to be here, I'm gonna spit all over my. Please. Don't come.
Yeah.
Cause you're only gonna get in the way.
Yeah.
Listen. See, y'all gotta understand. Listen, this is why God. See, people need people to come to church. Well, y'all better hear me what I'm saying. I'm about to see, they're trying to have church growth because they think church growth is money growth.
Right. Yeah.
They ain't did it because God called them to do it. They do it because that bank called them. They got conferences. They got conferences where they bring somebody in to show you how to increase the giving of your church.
Right.
You can't increase no giving if the living don't increase.
Right.
If I'm teaching life like I should, then your life should increase.
Yeah.
And the increase makes it increase.
Right.
Don't come up here with no plan. You came up here with a 30-day plan or some kind of fundraiser.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'll sit down, man. Church growth. You can't go nowhere fast with a bunch of people, no way. Come on, y'all. Come on. Let's run to the front. It's going to take 20 minutes for all of us to run to the front. Come on, y'all. Let's run to the street. I can only imagine what Moses was going through.
My God.
read it? Ready to read? So you mean to tell me that, you know, you got a bunch of people got called.
Yeah.
And you always hear that when people describe why they justify why they're doing what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
What they say? God called me to do this. No, nobody care. I'm gonna say it again. Y'all say it. Don't nobody care. That should be an answer we start giving people. God, don't nobody care. You ain't finished.
Yeah.
God called me to do that. I've been called to.
Yeah.
My calling is.
Yeah.
My gifting is.
Yeah.
Right. Don't nobody. Cause many call.
Right.
I'm supposed to listen. He said he called too.
Yeah.
How many preachers? I rode down one street one day, boy. I saw, it's one street a mile. I saw 8 churches.
Yeah.
I said, God can't be using all of them. All of them?
Yeah.
All of them?
Right.
So what they did was, am I going to doubt somebody's call? No, you got called.
Mm-hmm.
But are you chosen?
Yeah.
And see, the difference between the called and the chosen are relinquishing your right to choose.
Yeah.
See, God going to call you, right?
Yep.
And your next answer should be, you know who got it right? Paul got it right. He knocked him off that horse, off that beast, because they say the horse. It's the Bible says it's beast. I like to get that right. And the first thing he said, who art thou, Lord? Because I don't know, what is this bright light? You knocked me off the horse. Who, you got to be a Lord. Who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. I'm the one you persecute.
Yes, right.
And the next question he asks is, what will thou have me to do? He did not tell Jesus where he was on his way to. Well, you know, Jesus, I'm doing this work for you. I'd have been called. I'm going to get these people together because they're talking about this other stuff and they don't know what they're talking about. I'm on a mission. Lord, what will thou have me to do? And if he don't say nothing, keep still. We live under the illusion of choice. It's the greatest illusion we have in the Western culture.
Yeah.
You can have it your way.
Yeah.
Customer service.
Yeah.
They ain't real.
Right.
People try to sell you something.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
Yeah.
They talk to you like they care, but they don't care.
Yeah.
I know some churches that's good customer service. Oh, we so love you so much.
Yeah.
Well, die for me then. Many are called, so they done ran off with the calling and ain't got no choosing. You done ran off and then started it. We ain't got an LLC. LLC is so easy to get right now. You done get an LLC. The LLC, I'm incorporated now. I got a website. Don't nobody care. You see how easy it is? Start a website. Get an LLC.
Yeah.
Get a sales license, a resale license.
Yeah, yeah.
Get all that on the internet.
Right.
You ain't got to meet with nobody for real no more.
Yeah.
You just sign up. You want it? Just sign up. You can get ordained as a minister online. Just sign up. For a mild fee. Just sign up, man. Just sign up.
Yeah.
Just sign the same name on that line.
Yeah.
Many called you and ran off with this calling. Now some of y'all need to nail that stuff to the cross.
Yeah.
Let me get this. I know we funning and we laughing and all that. Some of y'all need to nail some of this stuff to the cross.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if it's alive if it die until it die.
Yeah.
And some of those dreams and aspirations, you didn't get that from God.
Right.
Even if you did get it from God, Abraham got Isaac from God. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Bleed. In Genesis 12, he tells Abraham, get out from your kindred, from the land I'm going to show you. Right?
Right.
He didn't say, look, look, you can go if you want to go. No, he said, get out.
Yeah.
So Abraham gets out.
Yep.
And that's when he starts telling him, I'm going to bless you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you a blessing. All these different things, right?
Right.
Yeah. Lot was a choice.
Right.
And then we get further down the road and there's a disagreement between lots of men and Abraham, but they said it all had great wealth.
Right.
Like, we made it.
Right.
Mama, we made it. We're here. Yeah. We got great wealth, but now they beefing.
Right.
So what Abraham does, he gives Lot a
choice.
He said, look, just look out there, pick which one. You want to go over here? You want to go over here? And the way the scripture describes it, it says it was the land before it was Sodom, before the Sodom was destroyed.
Yeah.
And it was good land and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Lot chose that land. And so it said, and Abraham departed.
Yeah.
And went into the other one.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing me?
Yeah.
See, Lot made the wrong
choice. Yep.
There shouldn't have been a choice. Abraham, where you going?
Yep.
He should have got them, you remember? He should have got them men service. I told you, don't you mess with Abraham, people. No, no. If you say one more word. Act like I ain't never seen no whooping like that. One more time. And I swear I'm gonna give you something to, all the syllables, something to cry for. Now stop crying. How? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it again. I can't take much. I hate me and you me. Lot should have took them men out there by that shed and said, listen, y'all know why y'all got money, huh? Y'all know why we here,
right?
Y'all remember where we came from. We could still be back there with the kinfolk.
Yeah.
We are only here because we went with Abraham.
Yeah.
Elisha. Uh-huh. I don't know if y'all know it, and that's why the names are so familiar. Elisha became Elijah.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ready for that one.
Yeah.
No, he became Elijah.
Yeah.
And even him, he could have asked for a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all look at me like, what? He wanted a double portion. Yeah, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, God.
Yeah.
What God want?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to give you what you asked for.
Yeah.
A double portion. Or unlimited portion. Okay, cool. But that's cool. I understand in the time that they were in.
Yeah.
Y'all get me?
Yeah.
But I ain't over there.
You're not
there.
Yeah.
The veil torn.
Yeah.
Asking me what I want. He ain't got to come in no dream. I'm just gonna tell him.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yeah, yeah.
See, some of y'all waiting for a dream and waiting for a moment and waiting for this great thing. No, every day should be, Lord, what's your will?
Yeah.
Say it.
Lord, what's your will?
Every day should be, Lord, what's your will? Say it. Lord, what's your will?
Lord.
He said, when you pray, I know you done went and got up, woke in the morning, got off in the tongues.
Yeah.
No, he said, when you pray, pray like this.
Yeah.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Even Jesus get to the end. And it almost seemed like he choosing. He said,
right.
But you gotta understand how he says it. See, we don't talk to God today. We be trying to make a demand on God.
Yeah.
Command God. I know he said command ye me, but that's according to his terms.
Uh-huh.
Not yours.
Right.
He said, Lord. He said, see, Jesus saw some other things. He saw some miracles going on.
Yeah.
He saw some people getting healed, some people getting raised from the dead. He realized, you know, this thing was working. Maybe this is what we were called to do here. Maybe this is what we were called to do.
Yeah.
Lord, if you can't,
yeah,
let this cup pass. He didn't say, Lord, I'm about to pass this cup.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
God calls and you run away with the phone. I remember we were talking, my mom, we were talking about my older brother. She's pouring drink for him. Mm-hmm. And pouring drink for him. And he wanted to drink so bad that she looked away. She's still pouring. And before he finished filling the cup, he done pulled a drink. Now it's spilling all over the table. But he right there drinking. Some of y'all got an unfilled cup. And you're trying to go out on a call and you ain't full. You ain't got enough for your journey. Because you done took the calling, but then left when you wanted to go. And he ain't finished pouring. I hope they watching. I hope people and rectify themselves, please, Lord, because you're going to live and see what God is going to do. He's going to let you coast out in your regular mediocre life. Coast on out to the sunset.
Yeah.
He gonna let it happen.
Yeah.
And you're gonna leave all that on the table.
Yeah.
There gonna be some crying in heaven. I know they're talking about they ain't gonna cry, but some people gonna be crying because he's gonna show them a vision of what could have been and what you chose. It's okay. Okay, listen, watch this. I'm gonna ease your mind because I'll be taking it away from you sometimes. You need it taken. It's okay if you feel that way. You feel a strong passion inside. You had a dream. God put his hand on you in a special way. You take that and you give it back to him. See, the fact that you have a gift is showing you that God is expecting your gift back.
Yeah.
John 3:16 says, John 3:16, y'all favorite scripture, right? Come on, quote it for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He was believing in him. What believing him mean? Well, what did the only begotten son end up doing? So he gave it to die.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all hear it? He gave, his giving is an indication of crucifixion.
Yeah, yeah.
Which in turn turns into resurrection.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't reach resurrection because we won't die.
Yeah.
So when God gave you a gift, you need to nail your gift to the cross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, nail your vision to the cross.
Yeah.
Somehow we got to go back to church and stop some of these programs.
Yeah.
Some of these programs. Ain't no programs in the Bible. Programs. These programs are slowing you down.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish like this. Lord, the church calling me. He said, Lord, he said, I'm going to do it in Daryl. Lord, I really thought you was going to use me. Then he said, I'm doing it there. Then he started telling him, I'm going to call him from the east, west. Look at y'all. I'm calling him east, west, north, and south. I'm going to buy him cars and put gas in. They'd be glad to drive. They're going to be landing in, where y'all came? Where you landed at? In New Orleans or in Baton Rouge. Asking, which way is Darryl? The place that you ain't never heard of before, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. They're going to ask which way it is. He said, they're going to come from everywhere. So he sits in the back of the mountain in Darryl. And just preach to the people God gave him. I'm not aspiring to be no two churches in one location. That's a franchise. That's where we got that from. He sat there.
Yeah.
And whatever God tells us, I would wonder, why we don't do this? Why we don't do this at the church? Why we don't do this?
Come on.
Because God ain't said do it. It don't matter how good it looks. If God ain't said it, I ain't doing it. You got to die.